Welcome to Vallejo's Community Presbyterian Church Sermon Podcast on Sunday, May 26, 2019. Preaching today is the Reverend Wendy Camori Stager. Her message is Faith Healing. The Old Testament lesson is from Psalm chapter 69, verses 13 through 17, and verses 29 and 30. The New Testament lesson is from Acts chapter 3, verses 1 through 13, and verse 16.
Jesus healed people. He healed the man born blind. He healed lepers and caused them to walk. And then continuing on in the book of Acts, Peter and John also helped a man who was lame from birth to begin to walk and stand and jump. And Peter calls that all this was happening by faith in Jesus' name. Faith is what gave this man his perfect health. So I brought a video of a more recent person who heals in Jesus' name. Remember this guy?
Jesus is here tonight. He is. Jesus Christ is here tonight. So you're going to be talking to him. If he was standing in front of you, he'd say, "What do you want?" "I want to receive my sight. I'd like my child to be healed. I got a dead baby. I want you to bring him back to life again." Whatever you need. And some that have sicknesses, you've been hurting, you've been aching, you've got arthritis, you've got other things in your body that are wrong. And right now, in the name of Jesus, I want you to stand up and say, "I receive my healing right now in Jesus' name." Right now, in Jesus' name, I receive it. I receive it. Thank you, Lord. All those around them, put your hand on them. Put your hand on right now. You keep standing. All right, put your hand on those that are standing. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, speak to the Lord. Say, "Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. By your stripes, I am healed." Oh, yes.
Oh, yes? So am I, your Presbyterian minister this morning, supposed to be offering healings in Jesus' name? And if that's what you're hoping me to do, sorry to disappoint you. Because I'm not going to. And although that might disappoint some of you, others of you, like me, might have seen that video of Pat Robertson from the 80s and go, "That doesn't quite sit right. Like, I got questions about this guy. Like, what is really going on here? Is this something that is pumping up false hopes and manipulating people who are vulnerable? I wonder, is this about God or is this about Pat? I wonder and worry about people who take this message to extremes and therefore don't go to the doctor because they just think, God's going to heal me. And then there's the question, what happens if you aren't cured? What happens if you pray in Jesus' name, if people lay hands on you in Jesus' name, and you still suffer? Does that mean that Jesus isn't powerful? Does it then mean that Jesus doesn't care about you? Or does it mean that you are inadequate, that you didn't bring enough faith to the table, and that if you had more faith, then you'd be cured? Or does it mean that really evil is more powerful than God? So no, I am not going to stand up here and offer to lay hands on you and ask the lame to walk today. But as a person of deep Christian faith, I also cannot discount that Jesus cares about us and our bodies and our ailments. And so on the other hand, I also choose to not join the atheists and agnostics who trust only in medicine and believe that there is no point at all in turning to God. So while I'm not on the extreme that calling upon Jesus' name is going to fix everything from your acne to your arthritis, right? Nor am I saying God cares nothing about our bodies. So what's a faithful Presbyterian-flavored Christian supposed to believe and think about faith healing? Calvin actually wrote about this as he looked at the issue of miracles. He wrote in his most famous book, The Institutes, that he thought that those miraculous powers and manifest workings, like the healing of the man who was lame, were dispensed by the laying on the hands, and they have ceased. And they have rightly lasted only for a time. But then at the same time, Calvin reviewed all life as part of God's creative presence. And so he writes, we don't need extraordinary proof of God's power and presence because we have ordinary reminders everywhere we look. And so we Presbyterians believe that both science and human accomplishments are part of God's providence. And in that way, can arthroscopic knee surgery be a miracle that helps the lame to walk? Can LASIK eye surgery help the blind to see, or cataract transplants? Scientific research is going in some intriguing directions. I've been tracking gene editing with CRISPR. But also recently, I listened to these podcasts, and people have been looking into placebo research. Remember placebos? According to WebMD, a placebo is anything that seems to be real medical treatment, but isn't. Another way to say this is that the placebo does not contain an active substance meant to affect health. We hear about placebos in the double-blind studies of new medicines, where some patients get the real experimental drug and others get a sugar pill. Then there's always this part where the people who get the sugar pill manage to improve as well. This is something that scientists have known for a while. What is more recent, though, is intentionally looking at that placebo effect. Dr. Ted Kapchuk, who's a professor of medicine at Harvard Medical School in Boston, not a slouch of a school, was asked by the medical school to look at alternative medicine because his own background was as an herbalist. And he decided to study the placebo effect directly. Here's why. He said, well, the placebo effect is the effect of an inert substance. And he said, that's kind of an oxymoron. It has an effect. He decided to do a study with IBS, irritable bowel syndrome. He had three treatment groups. One that received some pretend acupuncture. One who received a consultation and the pretend acupuncture, and one who received the consultation with the doctor, the pretend acupuncture, and like an actual pill to take. At the end of the study, all of these pretend placebo treatments, the folks in the last group had a 60% improvement rate. But where did it come? Wait, where does that come from? And then he said, well, what if people actually know that it's fake? So his next study was on radical honesty. He actually told every patient in the study, you are getting a placebo. You are getting a sugar pill. But for one of his patients, Linda Bonanno, it changed her life. That she had been suffering from IBS for years, in the way that she was bent over in pain, that she would avoid going to social events. She was taking a cocktail of drugs. And she signed in for this study because she was looking for help. And even though she knew, she's like, I took some science classes. I know what a placebo is. She improved. So the current thought or idea is that there is something in this process of making an appointment, of sitting with an educated person in their white coat and their name tag, being given something in pill form. It helps if it's in a fun color, right? With the specific instructions of when and how to take it. And in all of that, even Linda, whose life was changed, says, I don't know why it works. The scientists studying this go, I don't know why it works. But I'll tell you, for some people, it's working. There's a change. There's a change in endorphins. There's a change in symptoms. And so now there are more and more studies about the placebo effect and how it might come to change some medical issues. I'm not saying all, right? I'm not saying cancer. But even on WebMD, there are some placebo effects that are helping with sleep disorders, with depression, with menopause, with the side effects during chemotherapy, like nausea and fatigue. And that for these cases, the placebo effect is being significantly helpful and making real differences in patients' outcomes. So the scientists don't know why, but that there is some inert substance that's affecting your outcome. How much more can I, as a person of faith, a person who believes in a divine, powerful creator of the universe, acknowledge that there could also be treatments and healing through faith and through prayer? So while I'm not going to lead a healing service here at CPC to call you forward and expect you to go dancing down the aisle, I will always pray for your health, for your healing, for your concerns. And I do believe, as we have heard these witnesses and testimonies, that God has been active and powerful in Margaret's fight against cancer, in Linda Garbish being here today and still being able to sing, and for George Ray, who lived 6 years longer than his doctor's prognosis from his cancer. And so we do pray. We pray with faith, faith that is stronger than our fears. We do pray and ask God for help. For sometimes it is God's will to work powers beyond what I can see or imagine, for God to work beyond my own skepticism. And if God wants to do that, by all means, I'm going to let God do it. Again, I, as your pastor, the miracles never come from me, and my prayers don't mean any more than yours. But God does continue to work wonders and heal in ways that I don't understand. And so let's continue to pray in faith, to pray for healing, and to pray to our God who cares deeply about us and every cell in our body. I'm going to invite Jim to come up.
Community Presbyterian Church and its ministries. Come visit us at 2800 Georgia Street in Vallejo, California, or visit our website, cpcvallejo.org. You can also email us at cpcvallejo@sbcglobal.net. Have a blessed day.